I love her.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Oh, God. He's high.
I hate Logan. Welcome back to the Sergeant Boys Podcast. Ooh. I am you're one of your four hosts, Logan O'Brien, joined as always by my two incredibly high IQ, long-dicked co-hosts, Scott Sweeney and Dan Hall, and, you know, the little midget-dicked retard.
Under 35 seconds, we got the midget-dicked retard.
And we're joined today by an incredibly special guest, Garrett Finn, everybody.
Very special guest.
What up? I'm going to get out of here.
What up, Garrett?
That intro is something else.
Oh, my God. He's a pro, like you said.
I love it.
Hey, Garrett, thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday here in the South Shore Boys.
Tyler, it's Bud Light Day?
It's 316 Day.
What's that mean?
What? What? It's Stone Cold's day, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Stone Cold Screamery?
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
But isn't it?
I hate this. Let's keep it
going. John 316?
Yeah, that's what he was referencing. Because you guys want to know the story behind it? Yeah.
No. Let's not.
Lay it on me.
Yeah, please. Sick.
What?
No. Is that one of his things?
What? Cool. Yeah, it is.
He's fucking Lil Stone Cold.
Yeah. When he turned heel, he did like this really, really weird thing when he'd be like, I'm going to beat you up. What? I said, I'm going to whip your ass. What? Now the crowd still, like, anytime someone's cutting a promo, they'll go, what?
That's fun.
What? Let's podcast, baby. I'm in a great mood. I don't know why.
It's because of the weather. This weather kills you.
Maybe. I don't know. I've also been I'm trying to wean off my SSRIs to get my penis back.
Really?
Yeah. I'm doing every other day instead of every day for them.
My doctor told me to stop. He's like, you feeling a difference? I was like, no. He's like, then let's just stop it then. Yeah. He's like, let's get you into therapy. I was like,
drugs
right.
do nothing for you. What's up, G?
I apologize, but what is SSRI?
It's like an antidepressant.
Suck, right.
Oh, nice.
Inhale.
It means what? It affects your libido?
It definitely fucks up my libido. What?
It fucks up the libido big time.
Yeah.
It mostly makes me...
My libido.
Just not able to finish.
Yes, that's...
That's not the worst thing ever.
It is, dude. You thought that was the biggest problem. The other way is the worst. Yeah. I would rather come in 8 seconds than fucking be like, man, we've been here for like a half hour at this point.
You last long,
pumping away. You're not depressed.
I beat up last night. I'm just remembering now. I was hammered.
Tyler has like the lowest sex drive you may have ever
There's
seen
nothing
in
going
your
on.
Life.
Tyler's in the mirror like trying to remember sex. He's like, yeah, you like that? What?
I'm going to fuck you.
He's like
what?
To his doctor, can you get me on some antidepressants so I can excuse this?
Sometimes I'm worried that's what it is. Sometimes I'm worried it's like, don't want to have sex. I'm like, I probably don't have a sex drive. I guess that would be no sex drive. What? I said no sex drive. What?
See, I have a sex drive. I just cannot come anymore.
Yeah.
That does sound unfortunate. That's not what you want.
What's going on?
Like you dribble it out or like there's no goo
when
at all?
When I come, it's like...
Oh, no. If I get there, I'm roping, dude. You know,
yeah, me too.
Straight ropes course.
Don't
call it a ropes course.
Spider-Man swings through.
Yeah.
It's like
a children's birthday party.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm going to leave.
Oh, like a ropes course.
Like team building. Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
When it's Tyler, he's just shooting ropes at the kids' party. He's like, "Oh my god, look at all these sexy kids."
Speaking of ropes,
what?
We were just watching Madam Web, horrible film.
It was great. What are you talking about?
Worst film I've ever seen.
I've never
in my
seen
life.
Such a quick turnaround on like the actors being like, "Yeah, the movie sucks. I don't know what you want me to tell you." I'm like, what? They used to like not be able to say that. Like the studio would be like, no, you pretend this is a fucking great
movie. You promote the
movie.
Yeah. You get out there and you work your ass off.
Or they'd at least wait a while. This, like, while promoting the movie, they're like, yeah, it's kind of like a piece of shit. Like, it's kind of a goof.
Dakota Johnson's like, is that her name?
Yep.
She was like, I thought it was like a Marvel movie. And it's not. It turns out it's not at all.
It's a Sony movie.
Yeah, it's a Sony Marvel movie. It's like not a Marvel movie, but technically it is. I don't fucking know.
Spider-Man's gay.
Whoa.
Everything's gay.
Batman's the only good one.
No, yeah. Spider-Man fucking rules.
No, he's poor and sad and lonely. I miss my uncle. Bitch.
Dude, he's middle class.
My Uncle Ben.
Fuck you, Spider-Man.
He's like poor for a guy that lives in New York City, the most expensive city.
New York City.
You know who else lives in New York City?
Batman.
Nope.
Iron Man.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he's got a good place. Yeah, well, his is real good.
Yeah, well, his dad was an arms dealer.
What?
What?
He sold arms?
What?
He sold weapons. What?
Okay.
This sucks. Let's talk about our cum.
No, let's talk about superhero movies.
What's the deal with all these superhero movies?
Is that kid still around?
No.
No.
Ah, Sorrow. You remember Sorrow?
No.
I think it was before your time.
Never met him.
He ruled, man. He was like a little...
Sorrow?
He ran around with like Kenny. You know Tommy O'Deed?
Yep.
He ran around with Kenny and Tommy, like he was
the Gutter Boys,
Wrecking Crew.
He would do this bit, and it would end with "and sucking and fucking and sucking and fucking."
It was honestly like he was local legend status. Like when he'd do that joke, all the comics that were there would be like "and fucking and sucking."
And then he would finish that going, "and what's up with all these superhero movies?"
No, that was a different. That was one where he was like, "you ever been looking at the Wendy's girl?" And just see your pigtails and you just want to tie them behind your back. And fuck her face. And what's the deal with all these superheroes?
What the fuck?
Beautiful transitions.
This guy sounds great.
Yeah. No, he was the man.
One time he like lost it because we were, I think it was like when Sonny was doing Heckle Fest, but we were like, do sucking and fucking. And he like broke and he was like, I tell jokes up here. You're all fucking storytellers.
Love that, man.
Also, it's like we're making him dice, but he's like, nah.
Oh. I'm over here now. Speaking of dice.
Goo.
We went to see him last night at the Bach Theater.
The Schubert Theater, is that what it's called?
Yeah. I thought it was the Wang Theater, but then we got there.
It's three different theaters. I don't know what theater it is. It's the Wang, the Bach,
and definitely a theater.
The Wang is the Bach Wang
Theater,
and then the Schubert, I think, is also owned by them.
It's like a whole mess over there. We walked
Bach
in.
Bach Wang on the street over there.
Bach Wang's up in North Quincy. One of us over with the car.
I thought that was in Chinatown.
Was he good?
Can't be sure.
Did he have any openers?
He did. Eleanor Kerrigan. Was his opener?
Okay, I don't know who that is, but
she's been his opener for like ever.
And Scotty had to only high praise to extend her.
She stunk,
loved
huh?
It. Was she sexy?
She's like an old, like aunt looking woman.
Yeah.
So yes,
my question.
She is good looking. But
if she
like,
is she sexy?
Yeah. Yes.
Then she's very something. Funny.
Yeah. She's sexy for an old lady.
Then she can. She can be funny. Ooh. Scotty, dice.
She was cussing up there. She was doing a lot of...
She was saying swear words?
She was. And man. The people were loving it. It was one of the most like fucked up crowds I've ever been in. I was like scared.
But she was just saying swears, and the crowd was like, swears, fucking...
Ooh. Everyone was just like wasted and out of their minds.
What about the guy behind you?
The guy behind me, very vocal. Like, very early on in the show, he started yelling stuff, and... To the point, like, he'd repeat it over and over again. He'd be like, I love you, Dice. Wait. He didn't hear me. I love you, Dice. And I was just like, ooh, this is good. Perfect.
This sounds beautiful. I want to sit and face the audience. Like, right?
You want to be the stage face.
You want to be Andrew Dice Clay.
Back to the stage and watch
the
audience.
Yeah, you want to be the
comic. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, maybe one day.
I'll try.
And that should be your transition. You should just... Do comedy like in a very dice kind of way.
Oh, that'd be happy.
You start doing like around the head cigarette moves.
That's the guy from A Star Is Born.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good actor.
He is.
Oh.
What happened with the guy yelling?
But yeah, he just kept going on and on. And like everyone in the area kept being like, would you? And like looking at him with concern. But he just, you
undeterred.
Know. Yeah.
And his couldn't friends were less. Like... Super humiliated to be next to this.
They're all just like voids. I was looking at all of them like, what are you? And they're just like
it's our guy.
Basically
he does,
shrugging. Yeah.
He loves dice.
Yeah. And then, like, at one point he kept going like, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Just like over and over
that
again.
Well, that's an appreciative audience member.
That's so funny to react to a comic that way. Instead of laughing, be like, that's unbelievable.
That is so funny.
Hickory dickory duck, a cock. And this guy's like, that's fucking beautiful, man.
I can't fucking believe what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, that guy like saw Nirvana when they were like in their heyday. And he's like, yeah, that was okay. But dude, Dice last night? Okay.
I had like an out-of-body experience at Dice, dude.
Did you stay for Dice the whole time?
No. We suffered through
He's got so much more to the story. I'm trying to get out of him.
You're like doing this like you're interviewing him on like the late show.
Get to the good part.
Dan has heard the story. I think it's evident that Dan has heard the story. And he's trying to get you to get somewhere.
We suffered through like 15 to 20 minutes of Dice.
That's not just a lot of time.
No.
That's like barely like enough for the nursery rhymes.
In like listening to this guy behind me yell stuff time, it was like 5 hours. It was like Inception time. It was
I would have stuck around as long as possible. I can't believe you got out of there.
No, that would piss me off.
Because Ankh wanted to leave already anyways because there was a large gentleman on his side who was, he was like, I can't fucking move.
It was me.
We were both just like being curmudgeons
were
and
you,
hating.
Were you having
in
a
the
few
crowd.
Steve Weisers?
No.
No?
What'd
okay,
you
so
when
in
you left?
Son of a bitch. You were telling me earlier. You said something when you left, right?
Yeah, I mean, nobody leaves the theater without saying something.
Did you say anything? What'd you say? I said some shit.
Once I turned behind and saw that this guy was not scary at all, he was like a little twerp kind of guy, like myself. I was like, I'll say something to this fucking piece of shit.
An even match.
And I just like slightly leaned in as we were leaving. I said, you completely ruined the show for everybody. Like as calmly as I could, even though I was boiling with rage.
Scotty Karen kills me. Did he react? Comes out every once in a while. It's awesome.
Did he go like, oh, okay.
Nothing. Didn't say anything.
He went, Dice.
I was kind of expecting
this is
like
unbelievable.
I was expecting applause from everyone in the area. I was like, no, nothing? Okay.
Did you say you didn't say it loud enough for everyone to hear you? Or?
No. And then when we were leaving, I was having like a jerk store moment. I was like, I should have gotten his face and been like, oh, I love Dice. I love Dice.
I'll fucking
like,
beat
fucking
the
idiot.
Shit.
Fucking dope. Fuck you.
The door shut behind you. Then you hear a round of applause. You're like, yeah. I was the problem.
I fucked up.
Yeah, thank God that quiet guy left.
Yeah. That would drive me insane. That's like, I forget who I was with, maybe you, Tyler, when we
never been with you.
Went to see the Batman, and, the,
yeah,
and that
the
guy brought his
kid.
Autistic kid,
yeah.
And he just kept screaming, and like, it got to the point where someone literally just went, shut the fuck up! And the guy was like, oh, I guess I'll take my fucking autistic kid out of this horrifying fucking Batman movie that he's definitely not.
Scotty
like,
went over to the
watch.
Autistic kid and said, you ruined the fucking movie.
I hope you feel good about this.
Yeah, the autistic kid was like, this is unbelievable. You fucked Batman. I love Batman.
Dude, yeah, it was nuts. You told the story here when you yelled at the people in the theater, right?
No.
I forgot the punchline.
We'll tell you after.
Garrett, you're going to the Southeast St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Said, Garrett, we're hearing you go to the parade. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm doing a spot on the float. No, I'm kidding. But I saw that there's a comedy float.
Is it really?
What? Yeah, yeah.
From what sector of comedy?
Is Noonan on it?
I saw it on Cotton Southie, which is
Noonan's
just a little local newspaper I read.
You're like on the float. You're like, what do you two do for a living? What?
What?
What? Run with me.
I'm just doing really quick moving crowd work.
Nice green hat. Nice green shirt. Nice green hat.
Hey, this guy looks like Joe Garcernaev. No, I'm just kidding. What's in the backpack, though?
Watch out. Duck!
Oh, yeah, that was a tragedy.
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah. But no, I haven't decided on the parade yet.
The parade seems bigger than ever this year.
I haven't heard of the... like.
Maybe it's just because I follow a bunch of like Boston accounts now, but like I feel like my entire feed is like... 5 things to know about Sunday. 5 things for the Southie Parade that you're going to need.
What are the 5 things?
One.
Bring a green beer.
Bring a green beer. Yeah.
2.
Yeah.
A bottle for piss. 3.
chug the piss.
Chug the piss.
Chug the piss. Four.
Four.
Piss the piss.
Yeah.
The Saudi parade is, it, I would, I, it's a, not a good place.
No, it's for like hacks.
I've never been.
Not hacks, but, well, not even just hacks. It's for like 16-year-olds to get blackout. Yeah,
that's
and like
when I went.
Try to fight
that's
people.
The vibe I get. It's place. A lot. It's a great day for like high school, local high school kids.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Which is like, seems like a good time if, you, if, you, if you're in that point in your life. But
like this point in our lives, we're like, let's go.
Even better. We have them when we're 40.
No, because you know, because we're the people they'll try to fight.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't want to fight. I wouldn't.
16.
Hey, I'm weaning off that SSRI. I'm about to hit up this parade, dude. Get the.
Oh, because you're sexed up.
I'm gonna just sex these kids.
Yeah.
Tyler just gets murdered.
I wouldn't get murdered. I don't think I. Dan, you've talked about this before too. I think you think you can outwit anyone, right? With,
yes.
With a gun and stuff. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Even though we
what?
Probably, I don't
outwit
know.
Anyone out with a gun.
Yes. Yeah. Who has the gun? They have the gun?
They have the gun. They have the gun. If anyone, I
you run at them?
Run at them. Step one. Five,
run.
Five ways
them.
To disarm someone at the Southie Parade. One.
You do not
want to
shoot. You will put the gun down now.
Take your dick out.
Try share my reels.
The voice from Dune.
No, I would. I think put I could. The gun down. I think I could like.
I'm always like,
I think that's the quickest so way for you to get shot. Yeah.
I always think if there's an active shooter here, I'm the one taking the guy out or girl.
Yeah, I'm wrapping him up by his legs. I'm dropping my hand.
I'm going. Hey man,
both of you are so dead.
I'm going. Hey man, let's just.
I'm slapping.
I'm going. Hey man, let's just.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going. Hey man, we're just talking this out. Right then, boom.
Yeah.
Disarm. Yeah. Get the
Steve,
gun.
Steve, put the gun down.
I'm going, hey, man, you don't want to do this.
You don't want to.
What? I said you don't want to do this. What? I'm taking the stone cold method to disarming this guy.
Yeah, and then.
Then I stun,
then
hit him with a stunner.
18 bullet holes in your body because he just unloads a clip.
No, even if I get shot in my head, I'm okay.
Me too.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
That might be true because I don't know what the bullet would hit.
I feel like
there's
yeah,
nothing
if it
going
hits
on
me
up
in
there.
The head. We're good.
Yeah. clear in and out.
Where don't you want to get shot the most?
Naked. Think of that a lot.
Wasn't really what I was asking, but I like the answer. The dick's a bad
yeah,
one.
The dick's bad.
The stomach.
God damn it, buddies, you shot him in the dick.
The head.
Garrett, where do you want to get
no,
shot?
No, the head's...
Where do I not want to get shot?
Yeah.
The head.
No, the head
I
you
mean,
go.
No, but you live. Okay, but you live. That's the...
Oh, then yeah, the head.
Well, no.
The face.
No. Before what? You're getting peppered with bullets and you're still just holding your dick, like covering it up. Like,
I mean,
don't
dick, don't,
fucking, don't look.
That's all I would not want. Is for my dick to not be blown off.
I think it's Hampton Yount that has that bit, right? Where he's like, I'm always worried that I sleep naked, so I'm always worried if like a home invade, like someone comes in. The last thing they could do is weird dick nerd and then shoot him. I do have that fear.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I always think that like if I'm sleeping naked, which I do rarely, but if I am and there's like a fire, I'm like I would have to get dressed before I like get out of the house. I'm not running around with my little
or
little
good excuse to run outside in your neighborhood naked.
Yeah, but I don't want that because everyone's going to be like, who's the guy with the vagina?
Yeah. Mangina.
Yeah. Oh, man. I used to love tucking my balls and pretending I like, had a vagina.
Yeah, that was a great.
That was your move?
That was a great
I used
bet.
To love New England. Yeah.
What?
The
you don't have that kind of dangle.
The silence of the lambs.
I do, yeah. What are you talking about? I tug everything underneath my legs.
Yeah.
And I stand with my legs together. And I wait for someone to leave. They walk out of a door.
Your dick's so small, you can't even make a pretend vagina with it.
That's right. Fucking Roastmasters.
Nothing better than... The only bit better than the front mangina is when you turn around.
And then you have the, what's that called?
That.
The goat.
Whatever. Oh, the goat, yeah.
Is that what the goat is?
Yeah.
I think it's relatively close to the, because you're behind.
But
I show my open asshole. That's what I do. Yeah.
Ooh, don't fuck me. LOL, prankster.
Classic.
No, prank. But if you tuck your balls and then you show them from behind and so anyone hits you with anything there.
I've been hit from behind. Like my friend kicked me in
the
worst. Butt
yeah.
And hit my nuts.
Yeah, that's
it was
not good.
The worst feeling ever. I'm so glad sack whacks are gone from our community.
Yeah, it is good to grow up and finally get that. You always had, were you that friend or did you have
I
that
would
friend?
Never sack whack anybody
never.
Unless I was sack whacked. Then I was like,
then
I
you
have
to.
I have to get you all back.
Yes.
But that's how it starts. Just one person does it and then it's just
yeah.
Getting everyone back for the rest of like your team.
Every sack whack is revenge for another sack whack.
Yeah.
He was a sack whack guy.
Sack whack
whenever
Mac.
We're hanging out with him.
Sack whack Mac?
Sack whack Mac.
No, sack whacks are not cool. Table topping.
Now that's
is
fun.
Table topping. When you like get on all fours behind somebody and then push them. Yeah, yeah. That's like
would
good,
pants,
clean fun.
Would you pants them first? No.
No.
The pants, then the tabletop.
He's like, I'm not in unless there's sexual harassment involved.
Yeah.
Then it's a prank.
I remember one time we were at recess and my friend stood on a bench and someone pants him and his penis came out. And I was like, if that was me, I would move.
Yeah, you'd have to you would have to move.
That happened to someone I know at work.
Oh, no.
In front of just a school of people.
That happened to someone I know at Cagney's.
Oh, yeah, you did that to me. I moved.
I got more than I bargained for, though. Yeah. I just wanted the shorts. And
I
should have
shit on you.
like a squid.
You know what I used to like to do when we go to Saco? I would walk to the river. And I would turn around and wait till everyone was looking at me, and then I would piss myself.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great move. That's great move.
I'd be like, everybody check this out.
Awesome move.
That's very sick.
Love a river.
I do love a river.
You can go to the bathroom anywhere.
We're going tubing this year if you want to come, Garrett.
I'm in.
We're going down a river.
Hell yeah.
We got to find a river.
Yeah, we need a guest.
Yeah. Can we bring the podcast equipment?
That's the plan.
I wonder how long that setup will take.
Where are the plugs? Where are we?
Dude, the river pod's going to be sick.
River pod's
Let's get like
best.
a Zoom, that's what they're called?
Yeah, Zoom recorder.
Let's grab a Zoom and hit the rafts.
I was thinking more like around the campfire when we're done.
No, I know, but me too. But now I'm thinking
but also
on the river.
Wow, floating.
Dude, we can get
like, I think we got to do it while floating.
Like they have like float. Sick floats that are big that it would be like probably very safe.
Like table floats
like,
for the river?
No, I'm saying like one that like all of us could sit in.
Yeah,
it's called.
That's what I'm picturing.
It's called a
one sixer.
Yeah,
six person
float for us five.
That's sick.
A boat.
That's thank you, Gary. Yeah, a boat.
Sometimes people would float down the river on like they like makeshift, like they'd have like two oil drums with like a like pallets on top. It looked like a little like pirate.
That's cool. Dun, dun, I want to build dun, a boat. Dun, 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 I also dun, dun, think dun. I could build a boat.
Easy.
Like very
easy.
Easily.
Me too.
I'm going to bring a tube and just I'll watch.
I'm going to build my boat.
I have a pretty
BYOB
good
man, build
that
your own boat.
Dan's boat's going to sink very quickly.
No, it's not. I have oil drums.
You don't have oil drums.
I've been looking for stuff to do with.
All right, here's a new thing. We're going camping. Each of us
builds our own boat.
Whoever's boat lasts the longest wins.
Yeah.
Also, do you think you could swim to Europe?
No, but I think I could swim to Nova Scotia.
Okay. I get that.
Two totally different things.
Yeah.
What's the distance to Nova Scotia?
I don't know, a few feet.
No, I mean, you couldn't do either.
You couldn't. Well,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, no.
How long is
not with your willpower?
Is this what you guys talk
not
about?
Not with that attitude.
With an attitude like that, I don't think so.
I mean.
You're just bad at swimming, man. We can swim.
Are you a bad swimmer?
He is,
I am a bad swimmer.
That is funny.
I have a vagina, too.
Yeah, me watching Dan and Tyler drown in the ocean to Nova Scotia, I'm like, who's a bad swimmer now?
I would never drown.
I would have a boat that I made alongside me.
The only way I would ever drown is if someone held me underwater. I can survive any water.
I do not understand how people drown because you
seems kind of
you just
stupid.
Float on your back.
Yeah,
like
it does,
I thought you were about to throw up.
Me too.
No, I just had to burp.
I also thought you were about to be like, I drowned.
Are you a swimmer, Garrett? You're a tall fella. I feel like you don't swim well.
I'm nice at swimming.
Are you really?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Guess so tall guys are. Swimming.
I was gonna be like an Olympic swimmer, but then. What? My brothers called me gay for wearing the spandex, so I was like, fuck, I guess it's baseball.
Well,
you're like on your way to the Olympics. Like,
no, oh, I did swimming when I was like 9 and I was sick at it, but then, yeah, that's exactly true. I was like, I can't wear a spandex bathing suit.
Yeah.
Did you ever have to wear the cap over your head?
I think that's just more for ladies, right? Oh, yeah.
Why do you know guys do that?
I had a lot of ear infections as a boy, so they made me put it over.
Oh, yeah. My brother had to do that. Only the nerds.
Ear infection, sure.
kid smashing his head off the deep end.
Dan was a big orange soda mustache kid for sure.
Yeah.
Is that like slang for something? Or are you just saying that?
No, an orange mustache kid that like would drink like a bunch of fruit punch.
Just
like,
a completely different topic than swimming,
pool.
Right?
No, I'm saying
the kid your gets tongue's the all blue from the ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a type of child.
No, I agree with you. I didn't know if that was like
a fat retard.
I didn't know if that was a metaphor for something.
Yeah.
Just the overall.
Just a comparison.
It's the way to be.
I remember we were at Saco one year and there was like a train bridge that like you could jump off into the river and I was like up there and I was like chickening out. I was like too afraid to jump.
Girl.
And like a bunch of the people canoeing had now stopped. Oh, and it was like a huge audience and they were like, do it.
Someone pantsed you.
Pissed himself.
No, I'm like sitting on a thing with like my feet dangling, but then the train was coming and I was like, well, now I have no choice. And I jumped.
I have to kill myself in front of this train.
I have to let this train hit me because I really don't want
to
jump. I
have to lay down and let this train ride over me and I'll be perfectly fine. That's what I would think.
I jumped and then when I got back up, I almost like couldn't get back to like the river was taking me and
timer.
I'm like trying and Luke is just standing on. I'm like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, but in a funny way.
Yeah. But I literally like made it like just at the end of the beach. I was like, oh my God.
Have you ever? Oh yeah, actually.
Nothing. I was so happy that one time pure joy when you were tripping on either mushrooms or whatever. And you had to take that swimming test to see if you can go tubing.
Yeah, my literal.
You were so scared. It was so funny to me. You were like, "I'm going to drown."
Yeah, we talked about that the other day, actually. But yeah, we went to like a summer camp during COVID because like they couldn't operate the camp, so they just opened it for Airbnbs.
Oh yeah.
But then they were like, they would let you do camp activities, so like they had a
That's
boat.
Sick. I didn't know
and
you
they,
did that.
They took us tubing, but like to go on the boat, you had to. Do a swim test and like I was on acid and everybody else pretty much just lied and said they already did it except like me and one person like no we didn't do it yet and everyone else was like we did it. I was like what? I could have lied. And then I'm just like there's like an 8-year old just swimming laps around me like I'm just like doggy paddling like
how can you it's easy.
Well, it was worse with like on the drugs. I was like so in my head and like I was like everybody's fucking looking at you. You can't fucking swim good. You're a fucking idiot.
You're fucking gay. Yeah.
And then when we were tubing,
like sir, watch me piss myself.
When you tube, you know, eventually they try to like go fast enough to like get one person thrown off the tube.
I forgot about this.
And the first time it was
like
dude, well, I did it once, and then the second time they started going fast, and I was like, stop the boat. Stop, reel me in.
Oh, like tube it on the back of a boat where they pull you. Okay,
yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah, and I had
to. That's so much fun, dude. I love
Damn.
Doing it.
Yeah, he tapped out. I've never seen someone tap out of tubing. You let go. You go in the water.
Yeah, but they were going so fast, I was like, I'm skewed.
You can't swim. I lied about the test.
If I was sober, I would have been like fine, but just tripping, I was like, I'm going to die.
No, it's not a good tripping activity.
No, I don't know what I was thinking, really.
Have you ever had to be, like, rescued while swimming? Where you're like, I'm drowning. I need
no,
saving.
Fortunately not.
No. Oh,
okay. I've had to be rescued
One time,
from a pool. I fell in through a donut tube as a boy. My mom just left me in the pool. It was above ground pool, and I was too small. So I was just standing underwater, just completely submerged. Like,
you're just not trying. You're just standing underwater.
Standing motionless. Like,
hey. You're breathing water now.
Yeah, no. Actually, nobody's drowned faster. You hit the world record. It's like you just tried.
My brother tied a kite to a boogie board.
Ooh.
To like try to like get it to pull him around,
like
you know,
surfing.
Like because we saw those like kiteboarder dudes and we were like, that's
sick.
Fucking sick. So we just
rocket
try that.
Power.
So, yeah, we're trying to do like rocket power shit. And
we are riders.
So before you know it, he's like 200 feet at sea. And,
we're
like, oh no. And he's like, what do I do? And I no, literally. And then I'm like, oh fuck. So I went up to the parents and I'm like, so
like,
see that little speck out there? That is that's Brian. And, and my dad had to go, my parents and my dad had to go swim so, like, I don't even know how far and save him.
Oh my God.
It was pretty
God.
Epic.
That's
so funny. But, your dad just dies on the way out.
No, they were going to have to get the Coast Guard involved. But,
they come up to him, he's still fucking just rocking it, okay? He's like, what do you guys want?
He's like, I'm off to Nova Scotia.
My dad is drowning when he gets out there. And we're
that's
like,
crazy.
Oh, fucking kite thing worked.
Every time you try something like that as kids, it either doesn't work at all or works way too well.
Yeah.
And then you're like, what was I thinking?
What have we done?
They're like, Garrett, you have to save him. You're like,
all right, get me a boogie board.
you're like, they called me gay. I'm too scared
to swim out there. No, Garrett. You're a homo.
Fine. Get my spandex.
rip your shorts off. You already have them on.
He's got a tearaway bathing suit on.
Just fucking run to the ocean. You're like, fucking dolphin. I don't know.
Why is he making that noise?
Because I'm a dolphin, bro.
Fuck. I'm getting thrown off by so many things.
Yeah, I did not have. I was not confident going into that, and then I really gave up on the sound halfway
through.
He didn't
stick the landing.
Yeah, you drowned.
Garrett, you seem like a big extreme sports guy.
Yeah, you could say that.
Rocket power. That's what I'm saying.
I go to skiing.
Ski? Okay.
You ski? Yeah. You snowboard?
You skateboard?
I ski.
Yeah.
No, I tried to skateboard when I was younger, but it takes too much time to get good at.
Yeah. Right? And I feel like being tall is hard. It's because you're
tall is hard.
you're so like
for most. For basically nothing except skateboarding.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, I can't skateboard. I'm 6'4".
Damn it.
I'm
well,
never gonna get laid.
It's such a long way to the ground when you're tall.
Sorry, girl. I have something to confess. I can't ollie.
Well, let's not go there. I can ollie. Come on.
Fuck, I can't ollie.
I can't do shit on a skateboard.
I can barely stand on it before I shit.
I can't ollie now, but as a kid, I could ollie. No. I never kickflip.
I was always like, I'm going to learn how to manual. That seems easy. You just do a wheelie with the board.
Yeah.
Every time Tyler does an ollie, the board just snaps.
I was better at rollerblading.
Yeah, I bet you were.
I'll fucking beat the shit out of you.
Actually, that
what?
Was... I couldn't believe Tyler's like agility when we went to Skate Town. He's like going backwards and shit. I was like, really? This defies the laws of gravity.
I'm really good at roller skating. Not blading.
Okay, yeah, the sorry. No, one. Yeah, I'm gay, yeah. My bad.
It's like, well, I worked at Sonic, so.
I have my tits out at Sonic. I go, hey, boys, here.
Roller skating is harder than rollerblading.
It is.
Yeah. I'm so good at it. I told you when we went, me and Kelsey went on like a date night, and I was like, babe, I'll be right back. And I do like 6 laps and come back, and she'd be like halfway done with the first one.
That's how I am, yeah, when I go with people to Skate Town.
It's so sick. Yeah. Tell us more about skiing, Garrett.
You guys showing up at the skate park being like, actually, rollerblading and roller skating is cool, guys. not this stuff.
Showing up roller skating at the skate park.
Dan's holding his own disco ball and just playing like the Bee Gees.
I'd love to be that disco guy that just goes around and listens to music and just like Dancing Queens his way throughout the rollerdrome or whatever.
You as Disco Stu in real life?
It would be sick to do as a comic. Just like roller skating around the fucking the stage.
Ooh, we don't have a roller skating comic.
Yeah, that could be a new thing.
That's me.
You should ski to the stage.
Yeah.
So I could just go on stage on skis.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of sick.
Can you hit jumps on skis?
Yeah.
Well,
dude, I'm pizza french fry. I'm not doing anything on a ski.
I've never put on a pair of skis in my life.
Oh, really?
No, really?
Not once, no. I snowboarded as a kid, but...
I got lessons as a boy.
It's the same thing.
Would go away for family trips, and then I kind of forgot. I never got the poles. I was like, give me the poles.
I never got the poles.
I
want
to fucking hit people with the poles.
I ski.
Give me those swords.
Wait, you never got the poles?
No, you start off with no poles.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
You just do pizza.
Which makes no sense to me because you think
pizza.
The poles,
the poles help.
Easier.
The
poles help.
The poles help for balance. I've never really understood that.
The whole training period.
Maybe they want you to learn how to not use the poles like first, so in case you ever get stuck with that.
Running with weights on, yeah.
In case anybody steals the poles.
Yeah.
At lunch, when you go to lunch, somebody takes your poles. Yeah. You'd be screwed if you didn't learn how to ski
though. Or if bottom of snowman comes out and eats you.
Oh yeah, dude.
That's not real.
Ski free. Remember that shit?
Yeah, ski free. Die hard, dude.
Is that a video game?
Ski free?
Windows 98 game.
Yeah.
You'd just like ski down. You'd have to avoid stuff. And then eventually, if you got far enough, an abominable snowman would come and eat you. I don't think you could beat the game.
No, there was no rhyme or reason to the snowman either. He would just come out.
It was after you. It was after you like went a certain amount of distance, I think.
Yeah.
One time, I used to like ski. And
I got a higher score than
my mom took me on a ski trip with like her friend and her friend's like nephew or something, and I was like, I want to do the Black Diamond, and my mom's friend was like, I'll take him, because she's like a more experienced skier.
Yeah.
And then we get to the top of the mountain, I was like, oh no, I am too scared. I am too scared to go down this fucking mountain.
Look how sexy she looks.
I had to walk down the whole mountain.
Oh yeah.
I had to walk down the whole fucking mountain.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
And she was like,
really embarrassing.
So mad.
I got distracted.
Yeah.
Is that the one women you guys have on the pod? No.
We untied her.
No.
They would, like, there are people
flying.
Wait,
you walked down a Black Diamond mountain?
That's harder than skiing down a Black Diamond. That's more impressive than skiing down a Black Diamond.
It took hours.
Was it legit hours? Yeah.
Yes.
And where was this?
They could have put you on a tube?
They dropped you from a helicopter.
That would have...
But, dude, people are flying by us.
Oh,
I
love that.
Oh, God, they're going so fast.
Wait, you made her mom's...
going that fast.
Your mom's friend had to like walk you down the mountain.
Yeah, I was like 11 or something. Like, so
be like, why'd you bring me all the way up here, you stupid bitch?
Well, at some point, I was like, I don't understand. Like, shouldn't somebody just like come get me on like a fucking snowmobile and like drive me down? Like, why am I walking down this whole mountain? Everybody's just like cruising past. Like,
yeah, I'm sure that happens sometimes. They should have a.
You got to fake an injury.
Yeah, you would.
Are these years?
Next time you're in that situation. You got to fake an injury.
That woman probably so furious. She's like, instead of taking a 10-minute cruise down the mountain on my skis, I have to walk.
And rightfully
this
so.
Down.
At one point, I hit I walked into a patch of snow that like sunk in.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't get out of that. And she was,
no, that's
I
tough.
I could just see her in her face. She's like, oh my fucking God.
I'm going to leave this kid here.
I think she's like, we're going to die on the mountain. Like, we shouldn't have come up here. But when I. Dude, I swear, just like the way it looked to like my 11-year-old brain when I got to the top of the mountain, it looked like if I hit a jump or something, like I would full send off of the mountain.
You'd never land.
Yeah.
You'd never land.
I was like, I'm too afraid, dude. If I fall off the mountain, I'll die.
No, that's one of my favorite things to see on the mountain is people walking down. It's just so silly. It's.
Can you do like
backflips?
It's
unfortunate. It's been a while,
but you can.
I got it in me.
No,
I got it in me.
That's insane. Like just someone of your size doing a backflip.
I know. I've never met anybody taller than me that can go upside down on skis. But
that must be phenomenal to watch.
I have videos.
Imagine being in it, just being like,
kid's like 7'2" doing backflips on a mountain.
This is the one time I did a jump on skis. Just. Could not have woofed it. No.
Flat surf.
No,
in
like
a parking lot.
No, I was like cocky about it, and like full sent off the jump, and in the air, I was like, "Yeah, I'm so fucked right now."
He tried to take his skis off and hike down.
Yeah, I'm unclipping them.
I want to walk.
I started to run. I was like, if I hit with my legs running, I think I'll be all right.
Did you get your brain injury skiing?
Yeah,
it was skiing. Why did I think it was a car accident?
How did you get it?
Did I make that? Oh, do you
did you do a flip?
Oh, did you have a bit about?
I have another joke about a car crash.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay,
but there were no severe injuries in that one, so it's funny.
It's very good. Yeah.
My brain injury was full skiing. I was.
Was it mid backflip?
No, I was doing a spin, like
360,
1080. Come on. What do you think?
That's like four times.
That's like five.
I was the same age Logan was when he was walking down that trail. No. But I was like 13. But
and that's still pretty sick.
Wait, so Gary, you're like a sick skier. Yeah.
I was.
Do you have poles?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone stole them.
What do you do with the poles when you're spinning? Do you put them on like propellers?
You just like, yeah. That's how you get. That's how you stay balanced. That's what the poles are for when you eventually do a 1080. You have propeller.
And you put him out this.
I thought it was when you had to do it, you'd go off a jump straight into a wall, and you would stick him in, you use him to climb up. Like
that's
a
sick idea too.
That's a dope idea.
Skiing just became so cool to me. Like it just skyrocketed.
Can you snowboard?
Wait, but hold on.
Yeah, I dabble with snowboarding.
You're spinning, like, you're spinning, and then what? You're just like wiped out, and
I like.
I landed
sideways and caught my skis landed sideways, so the edge caught really hard in the snow.
That's the pizza.
And just like slammed me down.
Ooh.
We were wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Would it have been?
Didn't
like,
work.
It would have been. It would have probably been death.
Oh Jesus!
If I wasn't wearing a helmet.
Man, you must have slammed so fucking hard.
I did.
Oh my god!
Did you get like,
this is lucky.
Was your family like, oh my god, he's dead?
Yeah. My family was like, what the fuck? Like, how did we let him do this?
Unconscious?
Yeah.
How did we let him do this? Like, your body like, stop you and be like, don't you dare 1080.
No.
Your body comes.
I might need you to cut that part out. We're like, it's their fault.
We're like, did you land the flip or not?
But yeah, no. Knocked out, seizure.
Oh,
It was at this little mountain called Whaleback, which is right. It's like in between. it's like right before Vermont when you're going up there. But it's in New Hampshire, technically. It's right next to Dartmouth.
Okay.
So it's right near a big hospital with like that they have like a great trauma
unit.
Yeah. And
good. Very good.
Sorry, I become retarded when I start telling this story. And but if I was anywhere else, they would have had to like get a helicopter and fly me to Boston or something. But so it was like pretty lucky where I was because they could get me to the hospital quick enough to like start.
What was the last thing you remember? Just being like, I am high up.
No. Nothing. Like
That's
zero. I like sort of have memories of like the days leading up to it.
Oh wow. Shit.
Wait,
so
you don't remember
so
the
you
days
didn't like wake up and go like did I stick it?
Wait, yeah, you woke up in the hospital?
Yeah.
And you were like did you do like what happened?
No, like literally it's like you wake up and you're like, oh fuck. This is not good. Like
this isn't the mountain.
This is like something really bad happened. And
wait, did you say you lost memories from the days before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember. Bro, I don't remember shit from the days leading up to it. And then, like.
Tile trial.
I slowly. It, like, slowly comes back starting, like, in the week after.
That's nuts.
Like, I like, can remember.
You're having, like, a cartoon
sort of, like.
Situation.
So, I stayed in that hospital for a little bit. And then I went with my mom to Franciscan Rehab, which is in Boston.
San Francisco.
I love that and, you don't remember like exactly what happened. So somebody just told you like, yeah, you were trying to do a spin. You're like, so obviously I was going for a 10-8.
Yeah. I made that part up.
I would not settle for 3-6.
You fell on the bunny slope?
I slipped on ice in the parking lot.
Oh, dude, it's sick 1080, right?
Yeah, obviously. Course, they're like, hey, let him believe it. He's going through a tough time. But, no, then I went to, like, inpatient rehab in Boston for, like, a week.
Heroin?
Yes, I also got hooked on heroin during this difficult time in my life. Thank you.
What was the actual diagnosis?
Traumatic brain injury.
Okay. He's mentally retarded.
Yeah, basically. A really nice way of saying
and how old
you're
were
retarded.
You when this happened?
13.
Did you get out of school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he got
No, I went right back Monday. So, I'm like the kid who comes in with a cast. Everybody's like excited to sign it and shit.
Right back Monday.
Signing your stall.
Yeah. Had to take a different bus though.
Signing my wheelchair. Yeah.
Fuck, that would've landed.
The long bus shows up. Yeah, I like it. You didn't land it. This is like a 1080.
Yeah.
You're like drooling on yourself. Your teacher's like, why didn't you do your homework?
Yeah, basically.
So you were 13. Were there personality traits from before you were 13 that went away? Like, were there, you know what I mean?
Like, we had like being brilliant.
You were destined to be a scholar. Like
being a genius. Yeah, well, you could say.
We met a guy that like fell a very long way onto his head and suffered a brain injury that, like, when he recovered, like, he said he used to like country music and now he likes rap. Like, it changed like the kind of food he likes.
Yeah. I've heard a ton of stories like that, but like mine's I don't really have anything like that, but it's also such a weird time for it to happen. Like, I was like a kid.
What do you want to say? Why is it funny?
It's like thinking you're like, yeah, I used to like rap. Now I like Raffy.
Yeah, I was getting you.
Glad we stopped.
I used to like pizza. Now I like crayons.
Oh, I got you.
And before, yeah, Raffy's like music. Before I hit my head, I liked pussy. and now,
gotcha,
no.
Gotcha.
You're going through it during puberty. You're like, I woke up with pubes.
Yeah. Holy shit! My dick grew.
Have you ever, this might just be like a very mentally ill thing that I've thought before, but sometimes I'm like, damn, I kind of want to like change who I am as a person.
Yeah.
But like,
it's very, head with it's, a
hammer. I'm like, it's very hard for me to like, just like change. Like, I can't imagine like going to like a family function and now being like super personable and chatting to all my family members. And then sometimes I'm like, damn, I wish I could get into like a fake car accident or something where I pretend I hit my head so I can like like just reason like why I'm so different like one day.
Yeah, for sure. Kind
of people being like
kind of minimizing everything I've been through, but making it seem like a walk in the park. But all right,
blessed that you could be retarded. Like.
You're so lucky. No,
lucky
that happened to me.
Like, we have no excuse to be retarded like you do.
That is nice. That is nice. Because like I feel like when I have an outbreak of retardation, I can just like be like, yeah, I'm just flaring up from my brain injury. I'm so strong.
It'll be fun to try to get a traumatic brain injury just to maybe get some new interests.
And you're just the exact same person.
Yeah, just dumber.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically what it feels like.
Did you guys ever see that? Well, there was that fucking, I don't know if you've watched the show Just Shoot Me.
No.
But David Cross was like a guest character on it, and he's like a guy that fell out of a tree when he was younger, and it makes him like retarded, and he's like, yeah, he does shit. He's like, chicken pot, pie, but like the main woman character he like thinks is hot, and so like whenever everybody else leaves, he just is completely normal. He's like, I'm just doing that to get like a free ride. But like, what's up with you?
That's
like,
what Garrett's doing.
Fair.
Yeah. So,
everyone leaves a room.
So
Garrett's
show
like,
us
good
the
day.
Real Garrett.
I'm picturing this with an accent too. Yeah. I'm picturing before he got in the accident, he had like a British, like a scholarly accent.
Ooh.
Hello. He's like, I'm gonna try this job.
I'm going down on skis.
I don't know what your accent is.
It's a rich guy.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I actually became smarter.
1080.
Yeah, you guys think I'm retarded now. You should have seen me before the accident.
Doc, you fixed him.
It shook a part of your brain awake. It's like, oh shit, I was thinking.
When did you go back to skiing? Next day, bro.
Probably way too early. Like the next year.
Wow. You weren't
like within
afraid.
Like.
That's the move.
Yeah, I was like completely
retarded.
Exactly. Like yeah, like I didn't know how dangerous it was. And I went skiing, but like I wasn't like doing tricks and shit. Yeah. I would just go and like cruise around,
you're
which like I was totally safe doing. Yeah.
Well, just, like when I was probably like 14 or 15, I went to a concert at Government Center, and I was in the mosh pit, and somebody like pulled me down, and I like hit my head off the bricks, and like knocked me unconscious. Two of my friend's teeth chipped and shot through my lip.
Could have been the moment, man.
I had to go to the hospital. And maybe that's when I became a piece of shit.
But
like, I didn't go into a mosh pit for like so long after that because I was like so afraid.
Yeah, basically the same thing.
I'm saying, I'm like surprised. Like, you were just like, yeah, I'm going skiing again. I'm saying like yours is way crazier. And
no,
I'm more like brave about doing
it. I get exactly what you're saying, but it was like, it was definitely like, oh shit, like I can't do this anymore. but I can still go skiing as long as I don't do tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
So it'd be like going to a concert and not going into the mosh pit. You know?
I did that a bunch, but like.
Yeah. So the.
Do you still not do tricks?
No, I've eased back into back it. Okay. 15 years later. Okay. No.
There it is.
Ew.
Sorry. There are. I gradually started doing tricks and stuff, but I never like was going hard. You know, like I was like doing shit that I knew I could do.
Just 360s.
Yeah, stuff like that. But then, like, I do like look back at it, and I'm like, damn, that was pretty stupid. Like, I could have made this situation worse, but it's fine.
You know, maybe it's like
we're safe.
Maybe that happened so that like something worse didn't happen.
That's a good point. Maybe the next time. I wouldn't have been wearing a helmet.
I'm trying to be a glass half full guy.
I like it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's very true. Were you ever like, damn, I should have swam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. You could trace this back to my brothers calling me gay. Yeah.
You're swimming like 30 miles per hour, and you go to do like the thing at the end of the pool where they flip and kick, and you just head directly into the side of the pool. Same exact
I guess, yeah, I was destined for head trauma your whole life.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever hit my head too hard. Well, one time I did, but it's not like I like smashed my head off of like a 4x4. The corner of it, and I had like a hole in my head. It was bleeding a lot.
Yeah, that'll
but never,
do it.
I didn't like that'll go unconscious or anything. I don't think I've ever hit my head and knocked out.
I think like this could be complete medical misinformation, but I'm pretty sure when you like get a bruise or a cut and like shit starts bleeding, that's actually good because it means your brain wasn't
okay. I don't know
that
why
sounds, that sounds like it probably makes sense.
Let's take that part out.
saying if the brain swells and you let it bleed, it'll save you?
No, like
you
exterior
hit your head really hard and there's not like there's not blood, like it's probably like the damage was more so done inside the
internal.
You know, the only other time I got knocked out, and this is very stupid, but also bands like don't really do this anymore, which I think is probably for the best, but it does seem weird to me. But you know what bitch tossing a guitar is?
No.
Yeah. It's like when a band, like somebody would like throw the guitar and like it would do like a loop.
Yeah,
okay. Over
oh, hell yeah.
Playing it. I did that once with like my bass guitar. Like I was like trying to practice doing it in the yard.
I've tried to come
by yourself.
No, I was with Aaron and somebody else, but fully just threw the bass into the back of my
by
head.
By yourself would have been spectacular.
Yeah, no, just threw the bass and it just like hit me in the back of the head and I just went down. It was just like out for like for 10 seconds.
You got knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you
bad.
Hit yourself with a guitar.
Other than...
what?
Yeah, other than that ski accident, I really have never hit my head, so that's a good thing.
I got a lot of
knock on wood
football stuff, but that's about it.
You're like, I've been in 100 fights since then, but nobody can reach my head.
Tall.
It's true. I do bump my head sometimes, though.
Garrett takes that hat off. It's just all brain.
It's all brain.
That's scary.
What's up, Scotty?
What up?
How are we doing?
I'm like, what else have you done, Garrett?
What else have you done, man?
What other fucked up shit's happened to you?
What age were you when you lost your virginity?
That's a great question.
This is the part of the pod where we get real.
Yeah, sorry. These are the last 10 minutes we ask you some real hard-hitting questions. Do you believe in God, Garrett?
No. I want to know the virginity question.
All right, yeah. When'd you fuck?
17.
Nice. Wow, really?
Yeah.
That seems late for you.
It was
a tall,
handsome
boy.
But he's retarded.
I had a brain injury.
Yeah, I thought girls
that's amazing.
Girls
no.
with brain injury. Think that's endearing.
I was
you make me happy.
I was a little late to the sex, but
hell yeah.
But once you started it was
I know
like
you meant
Pringles.
Like in time, like you were 17, but I picture you'd be like, oh sorry, I'm late.
Sorry I'm late.
Oh sorry I'm late.
Did I miss it?
Spread them.
Did you do the sex without me, babe? Who was it? A girlfriend or just some victim? Who was it?
No, it was I don't know if I can.
You don't like have you're to about say, to be like, who's Madonna?
Don't give us her address. Just like tell us who it was.
Well, not her name. You can just be like a friend.
Was
a
it
girlfriend.
The doctor?
What's your sister's name again?
No.
Erica. Brother.
That's on you, not him.
You're not getting me on that one.
No, it was a pretty wild time. I was it was three girls.
What?
Dude, so hey. I have an awesome virginity story.
Sounds it.
We asked. we're talking about my virginity. Let me tell you my virginity story.
0 to 3?
So
it's outrageous.
I've never really thought about whether or not I want this out there. So, you know, that's where the hesitation's coming from. But basically, I was with my brother and we were walking around and one thing led to another and he bent over. No, I'm kidding. And we were walking around on Martha's Vineyard and ran into these three girls. And
yeah, how old is he?
We had alcohol. And they wanted alcohol, so we all started drinking.
Is he older than you? Younger than you?
He's older than me.
Okay.
Yeah. At the time, he would have been like 18, 19.
You're 17. He's like, okay, just trying to.
And so we were like staying at this house that my family had rented, and we all started drinking, partying, and basically it turned into a big sex party with my brother and these three girls.
The girls came back with you, yeah?
Yeah.
To the party, yeah.
But they are the party.
Dude, this is too weird of a story. I'm gonna. I can't.
This is,
like,
what this rules? This is a sick story. What are you talking
it's
about?
It's a dope story. It's a sick story.
This is you losing your virginity.
This is the first time, my first like advanced sexual experience.
No hand stuff. No mouth stuff. Before this.
No, there really wasn't anything before this. And then, like, once I learned everything I needed to know in one night, and
you're going into
then we were off to the races. Brother, yeah. But we weren't, like, he was on the other side of the room.
Yeah,
I was on one side of the room.
Yeah.
We were, like, giving each other a nod.
Yeah.
Dope.
He's gay now.
No, we were like, Jack's going to be so jealous. Yeah. That's our third.
Oh, you have another brother?
Yeah,
Yeah. And there was a third.
But it's all right. It's all right. They've had an orgy without me now.
They have?
Your brother's also tall gentleman?
Yeah, but not as tall as me. Wow. They're like above 6 feet, so yeah. It's legit.
You're the youngest?
No, I'm middle.
You stretched out on impact.
Yeah.
Good at swimming, and your last name is Finn.
Hell yeah, dude. I thought that's where you were going with the dolphin joke earlier. Dolphin, dude.
So, Gary, you had sex with all three of those girls?
No, I only had sex with one of them.
Okay, but there were three.
But there were three
women in the room,
and we explored sexual activities.
Okay.
Wow.
But you hooked up with all three of them, but only had sex with one.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wait, but so did your brother have sex with two? Or was there just one girl that was like,
oh, fuck, I was kidding.
This is the ugliest of the three. Was like, I guess I'll finger myself.
I hate being the one fingering myself at the orgy. Right, girls?
She was the camera. She was the cameraman.
I mean, what a great trip to the beach.
Yeah, like, it was a good time. Vineyard's a good time. It's everything it's cracked up to be.
That's fucking
Obama
sick.
Was right.
Was it Sasha and Malia that you
And Big Mike was the third.
That's why they were. This bitch got a dick.
Wow.
This bitch got a dick.
What are we at?
We're at a good time.
That
man.
Was a heck of a
57.
All right.
But we want to do a Barack Obama impression. I can tell, right? You want to go first?
That's right. That's it. They're fucking Garrett.
Yep.
All right, we're good.
Every time Garrett goes to have sex, he's like, all right, where are the five women?
I'm like, sorry.
Five want to have sex. Sorry, this is how I don't. This is the only thing I know.
Sorry, I can't get hard if my brother's not here. I like have a cardboard cut out of him in my room.
He's just him thumbsing up.
What'd you guys talk about?
No, he's like giving like the shaka. What'd we talk about? I mean, dude, it was like, no, it was like
sick.
That's the coolest fucking thing that's ever gonna happen to us. Like we like knew that's like we're like, yo, like let's just remember that's not life. Like, let's just remember, like, that doesn't happen.
Just because we walked into a porno.
Just because we got to live a legit porno. Know, like,
yeah. You ever pipe down girls with your bros?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm also a middle child. Me and my brothers had the exact opposite experience. Whatever that is, that's what we were doing while you were doing that.
Scotty and his brother ran into three girls, and they're like, get away from his face.
We have alcohol. Like, get away.
We have booze.
Ah, fuck.
That's so sick.
All right. Garrett, what do you got?
Oh, that was a good time.
Plug some stuff. Yeah, we got a lady in plug
three at my a brother's time. Not here. My brother's not here.
You have three spots to plug at a time? Yeah.
What do we got? I don't have anything to plug.
This comes out next Tuesday. Nothing?
We're yet. At Garrett Finn.
At Garrett E. Finn.
E. Finn.
Yeah, I'm working on getting that Garrett Finn tag. But at Garrett E. Finn for now.
Are you on the? Is he on the roast?
No. Oh, I was supposed to be, yeah. But then Finico's backed out. That was not that had nothing to do with me.
But I don't understand why you texted me and not Finico's.
Well, because he was like, I felt bad because I felt like I like kind of got him into the situation. But yeah, I agree.
It's fine.
Fuck Matt Finico's.
I got replacements.
Who's replacing us?
In April, though.
Holly Johnson and Luca.
I mean, if J-Mac's nice. Out for April.
That's good. Holly's good at roasting.
She is. That's why I was like, I need somebody in a pinch that I can trust to do a good job.
Yeah.
418.
418.
The White Bull Tavern at 7:30 p.m.
418, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Come hang.
That'll be dope.
Be sick.
Please, yeah. What?
What?
What? Happy 316 right. Day, everybody.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Nah, okay, whatever.
Right. Dope, stop.
Bye, Garrett.
Bye, Garrett. Thanks for playing with us, Garrett.
Bye, Garrett.